Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. The biggest housing company in Berlin, Deutsche Wohnen, is going to court to obtain more freedom for rent increases in order to fight a law that binds increases to the so-called rent index. The rent index monitors the average rent across Berlin and is the basis for legal increases of monthly rents. Currently, two cases are known in an artist's colony in Wilmersdorf, where the Deutsche Wohnen has attempted to increase the rent above the index. The company manages about 110 households in Berlin and has repeatedly gone to court against residents who demanded that their rents are adjusted in accordance to the law. The company says that the index has faults and therefore wants to change the law. The illegal homeless camp in Tiergarten, as Berlin Briefing reported last week, was evicted on Monday. District Mayor Stefan von Dassel said that the status quo could no longer be tolerated, as there were several cases of violence, drug dealing, and even a murder in the surroundings of the camp. But von Dassel also noted that the eviction does not solve the problem of homelessness. District mayors are urging the Senate to develop a citywide concept on the handling of the homeless. A 20-year-old was stabbed by two men on Monday evening at the Hermannplatz U-Bahn station in Neukölln. He suffered several puncture wounds on his back and side, requiring surgery. Police reported that the attack occurred around 8 p.m. when the victim, traveling with a 21-year-old companion, verbally quarreled with a group as they passed by. Two men from the group followed them to the exit and attacked them with an irritant gas and knife, severely injuring the 20-year-old. His 21-year-old companion suffered eye and respiratory irritation and was treated on an outpatient basis. The two suspects, aged 20 and 21, were arrested near the scene and were transferred to a detention center by the criminal police. Several cars were set on fire in the last couple of days. Over the weekend, a vehicle went up in flames in Karlshorst, and shortly afterwards, two burning cars were reported in Friedrichsfelde. Further arson was reported in Neukölln and Lichtenberg on Monday night, where several cars were destroyed or damaged by fire. It is unclear if there is a connection between the incidents, but the police are investigating all cases. The boats of the Berliner Wasserschutzpolizei, or water police, are regularly not on the water for almost a third of the year due to having to be repaired. In the past year, the 16 police boats were off the water and under maintenance for an average of 111 days, the Senate department responded, prompted by a request by SPD MP Tom Schreiber. The police boat fleet is to be gradually modernized. The concept from 2015 includes necessary renovation and repair work to be done over 5 years, with an estimated cost of 1.25 million euros, and procurement of 12 new boats by 2027 at a cost of around 14 million euros. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.